We have a baseball-heavy top five cards today, but also a couple of basketball prospects on the list, and a cold football card that you might want to consider buying now. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another Top 5 Tuesday. And I have some huge news to share right here at the top of today's show. First, I am very proud to announce that our new book, Sports Card Collecting and Investing for Dummies, is now out and it is now shipping from Amazon. My team here at Sports Card Investor and I worked very hard to write this book and to make it the ultimate guide for newer collectors to learn everything about sports cards. You can get your copy of Sports Card Collecting and Investing for Dummies on Amazon right now. We sincerely appreciate your support. And second, we are super excited to introduce you to a brand new live show that we are starting this Saturday. It's called Trade Night Live, and I will be live on this channel from 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, doing trade deals live with customers here inside Cards HQ during Trade Night. Tune in live and participate in the chat where I'm going to be asking you if I should accept certain trade offers or not. It's a one-of-a-kind show, and it's all going to start at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday here on this YouTube channel. And then right after that ends, Saturday night from 7 p.m. until midnight, I'm going to be going live on Cards HQ Breaks on Whatnot to break six cases of Topps Tribute Baseball. I absolutely love Topps Tribute, and I'm going to auction every break spot starting at just $1, and I'll have some giveaways as well. Scan that QR code on your screen or click the link in the show description below to get the Whatnot app and join Cards HQ Breaks. And if you're new to Whatnot, I'll hook you up with $15 in free credit to use towards the break. So all of that is happening on Saturday. Make sure to mark your calendar. But now let's talk about the sports card market here with the top five. And we're going to take a look at the overall sports card market by looking at the market pulse by Market Movers. Over the last 7 days, we're relatively flat. Since the first of the year, though, the sports card market is up 4.3%. So good to see that we're still on that upwards trajectory for the year. It's actually football cards from the 1990s, which have been the hottest category recently. Kind of interesting to see that occur. But now let's talk about the cards that are going up and down the most. It is time for today's top five cards. We're starting today with a cold card, as we do every week on this show. And hey, maybe this one is a buy low opportunity for you, because the cold card is Joe Burrow. Yeah, Joe Burrow's cards, well, they've been cold really ever since he got injured last year, and his NFL season turned into a total disappointment last year after coming off such a good season the year before. A lot of people are expecting Burrow's cards to heat up in the offseason, and they actually did do that for a little while, but they've started to come back down again over the last 30 days. Kind of an interesting pattern. Let's take a look here in Market Movers, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. These are four of his 2020 rookie cards we're looking at. We're looking at his 2020 Donruss base card in PSA 10 condition, also his Prism base card, his Prism Silver, and his Optic Holo, all in PSA 10 condition. And if you look at the graph over the last 30 days, you can see all of these are down a little bit. They're all down anywhere between about 3% and about 19%. It's that Prism base card that's down the most. 30 days ago, that card was selling for $139 and most recently selling for just $113. So a bit of a dip over the last 30 days on all of these cards. But if we zoom out a little bit and we look at the last 180 days here in Market Movers, it's a really interesting pattern. So you can see on the left side of the graph back here, that's where he was still playing, but then he had that injury, and you can see the huge dip that occurred after the injury. During the months of November, December, January, his cards were way, way down. But then they actually started to surge back. There were a lot of people, as we got into late January, a lot of people started buying his cards again, anticipating his return this next season. And so they stayed pretty strong for a lot of the second half of January and all of February. But during March and the beginning of April, we've started to see a little bit of settling backwards again. Maybe people aren't as optimistic about the Bengals' chances this year. They obviously lost Joe Mixon, and you know, people aren't quite sure if they're going to have the same weapons as they did previously. Maybe that's accounting for some of the dip. But is it a buy low opportunity right now on Joe Burrow cards? Because his market is down. What do you think? Let me know in the comments. But now let's talk about cards going up. And we're starting with our investment card of the week. And this week it is Charles Barkley, probably for a couple of reasons. I mean, first of all, you know, Charles Barkley had an incredible NBA career. He was an 11 times NBA All-Star, won the NBA MVP award back in 1993, and he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2006. But perhaps what also helps Charles Barkley's market a little bit is he's on TV a lot. He's very marketable. He's a funny personality. People love to follow him. And he always enters the spotlight during March Madness when he is one of the keys of the March Madness coverage on CBS. Maybe all that exposure over the last few weeks has given him a little bit of a boost in the market. I don't know. But whatever the reason, his cards have done pretty well in the sports card market over the last year. Let's take a look here at Market Movers. And we're looking at his 1986 Fleer card, this iconic card, considered his rookie card from the 1986 Fleer set. We're looking at this card in PSA 10, which has a population of just 242. We're looking at it as well in PSA 9 with a much larger population of a little bit over 2,000. And then we're also going to look at his 1988 Fleer All-Star card. It's a card that I personally love. I love this. I love the image on this card. I just think this is a great card. This is the 1988 Fleer All-Star. We're going to look at that in PSA 10 as well. And you can see by the graph, we're looking over the last year. These cards are up a little bit over the course of the last year. They're up anywhere between about 2% and about 10% over the last year. And that's not bad because a lot of cards went down in value over the last year. But the fact that his 1986 Fleer in PSA 10 went up 10%, that's a nice sign for the sports card market. You could have bought that card 1 year ago for a little bit over $6,100. And today it will set you back a little bit over $6,700. So hey, it's been a good year for Charles Barkley collectors. But now let's talk about guys getting it done today. And one of those players is Juan Soto. Juan Soto is off to a hot start this season. Of course, he was traded to the New York Yankees in the offseason, and the Yankees are off to an 8-2 start. And Soto is hitting .333. He's already collected 13 hits so far this season. So there's a lot of excitement about him. He seems to fit nicely with the Yankees. He seems to have found a good home in New York. And of course, this is exciting a lot of Juan Soto card collectors and investors as well. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. We're looking over the last 14 days. Not every Juan Soto card is up, but these ones certainly are. The ones that we're looking at here on the screen is his 2016 Bowman Chrome Prospect Auto, very iconic card. We're looking at that card in BGS 9.5 and in PSA 10 condition. We're also looking at his 2017 Bowman draft card in PSA 10 condition, as well as his 2018 Topps Update base card in PSA 10 condition, and his 2018 Topps Heritage base card also in PSA 10 condition. All of these cards up over the last 14 days, anywhere between about 4% and gosh, all the way up at 121%. Now that might just be kind of an outlier sale, but that Bowman draft card has really, really shot up. All of these cards are moving in the right direction. His Bowman Chrome First Prospect Auto and BGS 9.5 has crept up a little bit. It's up about $85 over the last 2 weeks. And that card in PSA 10 condition is up about $100 over the course of the last 2 weeks. It was $2,400. Most recent sale is $2,500. If he continues to perform and the Yankees continue to perform, hopefully we'll continue to see these cards rise throughout the course of the season. In the number four spot today, how about another baseball player, one who might even be off to a hotter start than Juan Soto? I'm talking about Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts has helped fuel an 8-4 start for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he's been performing exceptionally well. Betts has been hitting .386. He has 17 hits so far through his first 12 games. Of course, he already has a couple of World Series rings, and he hopes to add another this year for the Dodgers. I hope that doesn't happen. As an Atlanta Braves fan, the rivalry between the Braves and the Dodgers, I think, is going to be pretty intense this season. I hope the Braves win out, but we will see what happens. But what I do know is that Betts' cards are doing very well in the market. Let's take a look here in Market Movers, and I've got four of his cards from 2014 on the screen. I've got his Topps Update base card as well as his Topps Chrome update card. They're both in PSA 10 condition. That's the image on both of those cards. And then how about from 2014, Bowman, I've got his paper prospects in PSA 10 condition, as well as the Chrome prospects in PSA 10 condition. You can see from the graph, all of these cards are going up. They're going up anywhere between about 8% and all the way up at about 20%. And we're looking here, let's see, we're looking over the last 30 days. So the increases have been nice. The Topps update went from $145 30 days ago to $174. The Topps Chrome went from $399 to $430 in PSA 10 condition. And then the Bowman's went from $85 to $100 and $125 to $141. Nice increases in a 30-day span. All right, we're going to stick with baseball. For the number three card today, it's another player who is off to a hot start. It is Bobby Witt Jr. This one is exciting because if you followed the sports card hobby for some time, you know that Bobby Witt Jr. is also a collector. He's involved with Topps. He's been involved in the promotion of baseball cards. So it's great to see him having a good season and his cards going up. Bobby Witt Jr., of course, was the second pick in the 2019 MLB draft and became the first player in Major League Baseball history with 30 home runs, 10 triples, and 45 stolen bases in a single season. This year, he's hitting .350 with two home runs and two stolen bases through his first 10 games for Kansas City. That is good news for his sports card market. Let's take a look here in market movers. I got five of his cards on the screen. Two of them from 2020, his 2020 Bowman Mega Box Chrome Prospects card in PSA 10 condition. I've also got his autograph from 2020 Bowman Chrome Prospects auto there in PSA 10 condition. And then his 2022 rookie cards. How about his Topps Chrome Cosmic? People love the Cosmic cards. I've got that one in PSA 10 condition. Also his Topps Update base card in PSA 10 condition. And his Bowman Chrome base card in PSA 10 condition. Not all of Bobby Witt's cards are going up, but these ones have quite a bit. These ones in particular are up anywhere between about 12% and 73% over the course of the last 14 days is what we're looking at here in these numbers. That Topps Cosmic base card in PSA 10, 14 days ago, it sold for $90. It just sold the other night on PWCC for $156. So that thing has shot up $66 over the course of the last 2 weeks. But how about his Bowman Chrome Prospects Auto? It went up even more. It was $850 2 weeks ago. Most recently sold for $955. That is a $105 increase. If you have any Bobby Witt cards in your collection, congratulations. You're probably doing pretty well. We're going with the son of a legend in the number two spot today. It is Bronny James. Bronny James, welcome to the top five. And although Bronny James had a somewhat of a disappointing freshman season at USC, of course, he was coming off of a big health scare, cardiac arrest that happened before the season. So it was a miracle that he was able to play at all, but didn't have wonderful performance there for USC. But what has gotten the attention of his card market recently is the fact that Bronny both declared for the NBA draft and registered his name for the transfer portal. Now, what this means is that he is going to test the waters with NBA teams to see if any NBA team wants to draft him this year. And if nobody in the NBA wants to draft Bronny James, then he's going to come back to college next year, but he may end up on a different college team, perhaps one that gives him more of a starring role on the team. So potentially either of those things, getting drafted or having a bigger role on a college team, are good things for those who have Bronny James's cards, which is why his cards are going up in the market and why he is number two on today's list. Let's take a look here inside market movers. And the cards that we're looking at are his 2023 Bowman Chrome, his first Bowman card in PSA 10. We're also looking at his 2023 Topps Chrome McDonald's All-Americans Action Shots cards. And we've also got his Topps Chrome autographs from that McDonald's All-American Topps Chrome product. We've got his autograph. This one we're looking at in PSA 9 because no PSA 10 has sold recently. The other two cards we're looking at in PSA 10. The final card I threw on here was his 2023 Bowman Chrome University Super Fractor Auto card, the one of one. I put this on here because this sold on March 30th for $8,550. Congratulations to the new owner of that card. Really cool card to own. Getting an under 10K for you know, what's kind of an iconic person, at least because of his dad. We'll see what his basketball career goes on and does. But hey, I think that's a pretty cool card for whoever scooped that up. But his cards that are more accessible for us everyday collectors, they are the ones that are on the graph, and those are all going up over the last 14 days. You can see that his Bowman Chrome base in PSA 10 has gone from $30 to $36. That McDonald's All-American Action Shots has gone from $22 to $35. And then the Topps Chrome, that McDonald's All-American Autographs card in PSA 9 has gone from $174 to $312 over the last couple of weeks. It's been great to see this movement in the Bronny James card market. It is time for today's number one card, but before I give it to you, let me remind you that all of the charts and graphs from today's episode are from Market Movers, and Market Movers is the ultimate way to track your collection and see all the price movements in the sports card market, and you can try it for free. Just go to sportscardinvestor.com and click Market Movers on the main menu bar, or go to the App Store on your phone and download the Market Movers app today. Okay, guys, are you ready for the number one card? It is in women's basketball, but it's not who you think. It's not Caitlin Clark, even though Caitlin Clark had an incredible postseason run, an incredible season overall, and she has already been on the top five list quite a bit. But the number one card this week was actually Paige Beckers. Even though Paige Beckers got eliminated by Caitlin Clark, she gained a lot of respect in the process. She helped carry 3-seed UConn to a Final Four berth where they were finally bested by Iowa by 2 points. But she also announced that she is going to return to school next season. So next season, Paige Beckers will probably be the biggest name in college women's basketball. That's probably quite a good thing for anybody who has Paige Becker cards right now, and that is certainly helping her card market at the moment. Let's take a look here at Market Movers and look at how some of these cards have absolutely skyrocketed here over the last couple of weeks. We're looking over the last 30 days, we're looking at Paige Becker's 2023 Bowman Chrome University base card. That is her first Bowman card. We've also got the refractor of that card up. We've got the X-Fractor of that card up. There's the X-Fractor of it. We've also got the pink refractor of that card up as well. And then all of those, by the way, in PSA 10 condition. And then we're looking at the autographed version of that card in raw condition. And over the last 30 days, check this out. These cards are all up anywhere between about 15% and all the way up at 300%. Now, that might have just been, you know, an outlier sale, excitement over what was happening in the games. But that we've seen these cards go from, in the case of the base card, from $49 to $67, the refractor from $90 to $360. Again, could have been an outlier sale. We don't know if that one's going to get paid for, but nonetheless, huge increase there. Huge increase on the rest of these as well, though. The X-Fractor from $150 to $203. The pink refractor from $60 to $70 to about $80. And the auto in raw condition from $126 to $146. Those are some eye-popping increases in just a 30-day span. It's been a great month for Paige Beckers. Congratulations to her. Congratulations to Caitlin Clark. Congratulations to South Carolina's women's team. It was an incredible NCAA tournament, especially for the women. The men was good as well, but especially for the women, what a tournament that was. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, hey, consider supporting us. Get a copy of this book, Sports Card, Collecting and Investing for Dummies, available now on Amazon. And go check out Market Movers. Download the Market Movers app from the App Store on your phone. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next time. Take care.